Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Wow, wow, wow. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Whoa. I scare myself every time I do something weird. Hi. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. I'm your host. There's no one else here, so it's just me. I don't really have much to talk about today, but I just kind of wanted to, like, turn it on and go. I'm moving. The reason why I'm moving. I live in this beautiful apartment, and it's not too expensive. It's not too cheap, but we do live in the city. I live with my brother right now, and we live in the city. We live in Westboro, which is somewhat downtown near Ottawa. It's not too far. It's close enough, right? And the main reason why we're moving is because we just need more space. There's not enough space here for two people working from home all the time. And there's so much construction. It's literally insane. Like, my like, behind the building, my backyard is my parking space as well. So we don't have, like, a yard. It's just, like, where I park. But behind that, there's, like, this garage, and they're tearing down this garage and putting up, like, a 20-story, 26-story condo building. And then down at the end of the street, my street, they're putting up another 26-story condo building. And both of the things there have to get demolished because there was homes there before, or a garage or whatnot. And it's just going to be too loud. Before they started clearing everything out, and before like they started like doing all the demolitions and stuff, everything was just so loud. They were just making so much noise. I could never record a podcast. I couldn't do what I needed to do. And so as of right now, we live in a 2-bedroom, very spacious bedrooms. Okay. Like big enough bedrooms for sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm very, very thankful that we had the opportunity to live here, but we have an open concept, like kitchen, living room, dining room, office area. It's all kind of like at the front of the apartment. Our apartment runs long, and that was my like office area, because my brother would go off to work, and then during the day when he's off at work, I'm able to sit down and do my filming. And I know you guys are probably annoyed by seeing me in the same spot every damn day. Every single video clip is me in my room at this angle, and the reason why is because I just have nowhere else to go. Since it's an open concept, he's always on a meeting call or anything like that. It's no hate towards him at all. It's just we have to deal with the circumstances just like everybody else. And so I started looking for offices, and offices run way too expensive. And anyone who's out there looking for like an office to rent, offices, like they're thousands and thousands of dollars per month. Like when you see it, it's like, oh, this one's this many dollars, and you're like, what, that's so cheap. But then you add it up together, it's like dollar per square foot, and then there's also like tax space and everything, and it just gets up to like such high rates because you're making money in that spot. That's how they see it, right? Because it's retail. And so then I started looking at like co-working office spaces, and those are just ridiculously priced for what they are. Like they, I think they're $500, $600, $700 a month. Then you also have to think about where you're going to park your car when you're going there, which, so you're going to have to pay for parking. And then at the end of it, you're nearing almost $1,000, and you're working in a shared space, and you have to pay for coffee. Like that's play. There's a place in Ottawa called Spaces, and I went to check it out, and I was like, come on guys. Like, are you like, you're joking, right? This is a joke. And no, they were serious. And it's just, it's just not feasible in my mind. It doesn't make sense to me. I would love to work around to getting to like kind of like this warehouse studio vibe for my clothing brand, Stay You, and doing my own stuff out there and whatnot. But as of right now, we just don't have the budget for it. You know, as you see so many YouTubers move into these huge mansions, they're not, a lot of people aren't buying those. A lot of people are renting, just to be clear. Like so many people, like I know even watching like the Vlog Squad, like David Dobrik and everyone like that. And, you know, seeing like Heath and Zane and everyone buy new homes. They're always like, I'm buying a new home, my new home. And it's like, no, it's rented. And then they move like in the next like year, 6 months, whatever it is, because they didn't like it. And you still have to have money to do that. But it's just like what you see online is so different than what it actually is. And so I figured I would just like open up and tell you guys. And so we're actually moving into a house. So we spent 6 to 8 months searching for a new place. I went from, okay, I'm going to buy a new home. And then no one wanted to give a 24-year-old money, even though I have I save a lot of money. So I had the money to buy a home. The bank just didn't want to deal with me. Mortgage brokers didn't want to deal with me. As somebody who's single and buying a home at 24, they just didn't like it, especially during the pandemic. So that search ended very, very quickly. And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to rent anyways. My thought process on renting is like, there's a lot of people who are very traditional and they think about it as, you know, a waste of money. And that's fair. That's flat. That's valid. But to be honest with you, I do not give a shit about making money off of where I live or buying so many homes and then renting it out and becoming a landlord. That's not in my wheelhouse. I just don't care for that. And there's so many people out there that's going to really bug. I don't care to make money. I care to live. I care to live a nice life. I care to make enough money to live a nice life, to do stuff that I want to do, like everyone else. I don't care that shit's going to make me money while I'm sleeping or anything like that. You know, like I don't want that weight on my shoulders. I deal enough with like anxiety and stuff. And it's just, that's not where I want to go. Say you give me $500,000 tomorrow. I'm going to buy a home and then renovate and then sell it and flip it. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that $500,000. I'm going to put it back into my business and I'm going to invest the rest of it. And then, so yeah, my money is making money. It's not that I don't want that to happen, but without the headache, right? And that's just my mindset. I don't want to be tied down to a certain spot. And so renting is still up in my wheelhouse. And so we're renting this small little, it feels like a bungalow, but it's two-story. I've never lived in a two-story before. And it's kind of open concept downstairs. Okay, I'll show you on my new YouTube channel, which is With Love J. Thank you everyone who subscribed to the new YouTube channel. If you just want to go and click the subscribe button super quick, there's already two videos on there. And the next videos are going to be moving videos. So if you're interested in what I'm talking about right now, then that'd be really, really cool. So go subscribe. That's it. With Love J. It's really simple to search. So we have the kitchen, then we have the dining room, and then we have across from that, we have a living room, and then there's a space for an office, and then there's bathroom, and then two two rooms upstairs with a bathroom as well, and then downstairs is half furnished. It's enough. So I'm going to be getting the office in the basement. I'm going to create the whole basement my office, basically. My brother's going to have an office, and it's just going to be awesome. We have a backyard for the dog and stuff. And so we spent 8 months looking for a new spot, and it was really devastating. It was really mentally my I was crashing down, guys. I'm not even joking. Like, before I started making Instagram reels and TikToks and making more podcasts like this and stuff, I was so fixated on, okay, how do I set up my space in order to create my content? You know, how do I do this? I need to, I don't know if you remember, I moved my TV unit over here. It's like a chest of drawer thing from IKEA. I moved that and I created a whole like filming spot that I used once and it didn't work. And then I was so fed up. And then I made my kitchen table my office. And then I was fed up with that. And then I moved my desk around to the other side of the wall to make that. And I just moved so many things. And I got so beat up and worked up against the fact that, you know, this isn't good enough. You know, I don't have my own space. These YouTubers have big offices and warehouses and everything like that. And it's just like, I don't have that. I'm still in my bedroom 8 years later. And I just felt so defeated. And then I thought to myself, you know, I'm still in my bedroom doing what I love to do for 8 years. There's nothing wrong with that. When we think of success, oftentimes we think we always have to build it up and we got to get better and we got to get better and we got to get better. And we have to buy better stuff and we have to live this lavish life. And it's just not the case. How many people, I'm not saying I won't fall off or but anything, but how many people have started YouTube videos who you watched a while ago and don't make it anymore? Don't make any type of content. No TikTok, no YouTube, nothing. They totally changed their whole life, right? There's so many people, man. There's so many. I always think about That So Jack, like, where'd he go? Like, he was doing fine. I don't know what happened to him. And then he made a video and was like super excited that he was back. And then I never saw a video ever again by him. Which sucked, because I thought it would be really interesting to see where he went for like 2 years. He disappeared. And so when I think about me being in the same spot for 8 years, part of me gets a little restless and like, okay, I need to change things up. But for the past, I would say 3 to 5 years, I've always been trying to change stuff up in order to be more successful when I didn't realize that what I was doing was working and I was throwing it away every time I thought it needed to be changed up. Right. And so this past year, this past 2020, I decided, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read my poems. One of them's got to catch. And then one did. And then I was like, okay, a second one's got to catch. And then it did. The third one caught, fourth one caught, 51, like all of them, they all caught. And then some didn't. And I got really, really down. And I was like, okay, I need to stop focusing on this number. I have to stop focusing on these numbers that are made up by an app. It's out of my control. All I can control is the content that I make and the stuff that I do and how passionate I am and how much heart and soul and drive that I put into the stuff that I have to do and all the effort that I have. And so I spent this last year writing 2 books, writing poems, posting poems, creating new merch almost every single day. I think we have 12, 15 drops ready for the next year, which is insane. We've looked on growing the business. We've sold thousands and thousands and thousands of books. And it's a life that I never thought I would live, except the fact that I was living it. And every time it got good, I threw it away.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Way, because I think I needed to be better. When good is good enough. Good, you don't have to be perfect, okay? And people who are going to be like, yeah, perfection doesn't exist. No, it does. Because you were the only you. You were the most perfect you. Okay, I'm a very firm believer in that. That you are the perfect you, all right? So you are perfect. But the work that you create when it comes to others, it's not perfect. It's good, okay? And so you have to think to yourself, like, is this good enough for me, right? And one thing that Gary Vee talked about, I saw it recently. He said quality, somebody asked him if they should post, if quality matters or quantity matters, should they post more or spend more time to make stuff look good? And he said quantity over quality, which I never heard before. And I was like, it's always the opposite. Why would you say this? And he said, because quality is subjective, right? If you don't know what that means, I'll try to explain it better. When I say subjective quality, so for me, when I watch a video, I'm like, whoa, they're using the, you know, the Canon 1D Mark V, or they're using the Sony A7 III, whatever, or they're using the Canon EOS R or EOS R6, and you're probably thinking, like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Those are cameras. So when I think about quality, I think about how they made the quality. I think I have a high standard of this quality, right? But when you watch this video, you might be like, whoa, this is dope. It's not on an iPhone. You know what I mean? So every single person is different. Every single person is looking at a video differently. Some people might be filming on Androids, right? And then when they see an iPhone video, they're like, whoa, this is insane. But when they see an Android video, they're like, okay, this is dope. You know, they're not questioning it because that's something they've always seen. So quality is subjective to each and every single person. But quantity, pushing your content out more to every single person so that you don't even give yourself a chance to be like, okay, it's not good enough. No, it is good enough. You should put it out there because it can get hit and do really well. And I remember I posted in this angle, I posted an In My Feelings video on TikTok. And honestly, I forget the questions. The In My Feelings videos on TikTok that I make are basically, I ask people questions to kind of like get themselves in the feelings, to think about what's going on in their head. So I ask them if they're feeling happy right now, are they in love right now, do they have toxic friends, all of this kind of stuff. And I made this one video and I was like, I posted one video and it didn't do well that night. And then I posted and I was like, okay, I can't go to bed like this. And I made another video and I was like, okay, I feel really good about this one. And I posted it. And I woke up, and over the next like week or so, it got 9.6 million views. 9 million views. And it meant a lot to me because I got people to stop and listen for a second in their lives and think about what's going on in their head. And the average view duration for that video is like a 50-second long video, but people watched it for 47 seconds. That's just unheard of. To get somebody to sit there in their feelings for 47 seconds. It's insane. And so, yeah, I am moving because I do need a better spot, a better place. Mainly because I want to keep doing what I'm doing and not get distracted by noise, not pay a premium rent for a city that's shut down because of lockdown and COVID. And maybe COVID's going to clear up next year. Who knows? I don't think it will. But who knows? I'm going to be okay at this new spot. This new spot is closer to the water for me. It's closer to the bike path for me. It sounds like it's just a step in the right direction in my head. And it's not because I have to do this because I need to make better content. It's not that at all. I want to be happy in where I live. I want to feel comfortable. And that's what it is. And I think that's important for success. Is that we still also want to feel comfortable. We want to have that drive, that keeps us pushing forward, but we want to be comfortable with where we're going, right? When I was making all these changes to my rooms and changing my setup and my lighting and everything, I thought that I needed the best of everything, you know? It's just not the case. I was so uncomfortable until I sat down here and I was like, I just want to sit down and film. And so what did I do? I fucking sat down and I filmed. And I know this podcast might not do well for everyone. It might not hit hard. It might not be something you care about. But I'm sure there's a way you can relate this to your life. If you think that you need a better camera to take photos, you're wrong. Pick up your iPhone. Go try a little. You know? If you think you need... I don't even know. Any type of equipment that you think you need or anything that you have to spend money on, please, for the love of God, give it a shot with what you got. Anything. We have this idea in our head. It's kind of like the tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes because tomorrow becomes tomorrow and tomorrow becomes tomorrow, right? Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So when we sit down and we're like, ah, okay, I'm going to make this video when I get this camera, or I'm going to make this video when I have this idea, or I'm going to do this when I have this. Fuck that. Do it. I'm telling you, do it. I sat down here and I was like, okay, I really want to make a video about this, but I don't have a video of like the Gulf Coast or like this or like a drone or something crazy. And I was like, you know what? Let's just sit down, look at the camera and talk. Maybe somebody can add that onto a video later or something, right? And it turned out to do so, so well. It just hit with people. And I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't plan that out or anything. It just happened. And I was super thankful for it. And so if you've got an idea in your head that you want to give a shot, if you need a sign, this is it, give it a go. If you fail, you thought you would anyways. So, no loss there. Now, if you succeed, promise me this. You're going to keep going. Now, when you succeed, you're going to get a glimpse of it. You're going to get this glimpse of dopamine. Say you post a video and it does well. Say you write a test and you do well in the exam. And the next one, you bomb it. Your video tanks. Nothing does well. I dare you to keep going. Try another one. Try it. I promise you. Listen, if we got... If every single person who was successful in the world stopped after one loss, we wouldn't be anywhere where we are today. Donald Trump didn't give up. Look where he got. The fucking president of the United States. Not anymore. Congrats, Biden. But... if you need a bad example, that is one. Just say that if you keep hustling, you're going to get to where you want to be. And no one's going to stop you. Even if you're an awful person. It's bad advice, but I'm telling you, you got it in you. I promise you. And so, I'm moving. And so thank you for all the kind messages. So many people, like my friend Jillian, who's in my Australian Shepherds friend group that we'll go to the park with. She was like, hey, do you need help moving? Like, so many people are being so nice to me about moving, and I'm so, so thankful to every single person. So thank you to every single person sending nice messages or anything. And I'm actually using this is not sponsored. I'm using Frogbox, which is just like a service I think they're in the States. They're definitely in Canada though, but basically it's a service where you can rent out boxes instead of like buying cardboard boxes and stuff to move. And so we're renting out these boxes and they're stackable and everything, and they're perfect, and they fold perfectly, and it's just so easy. We got 35 boxes and we're just able to put stuff in, bring it over, bring them back, reuse them, and then we give them to the company. They desanitize it, they clean it, do all that stuff, and then they give it to the next person, right? And so we're not going through all of these cardboard boxes, all this tape, and then throwing it out. Like, what are we going to do with cardboard boxes in the end of it? Nothing, right? And so I'm really happy that this service like exists and we're able to use it, and it's super, I don't know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the move. The basement it's a little bit like, it's colder. I have to make it feel like home. So if anybody is an interior designer out there and wants to help me with my basement or has like recommendations. It's a low ceiling. It's somewhat dark. I'm going to need a space heater down there because it gets kind of cold. But I really just want to make it like super homey. I want to make it like this in my feelings. Excuse me. I've been talking for too long. My throat's too dry. Like this little home hub, stay you in my feelings sanctuary. Like I want to make it like that. It's super cozy. I'm planning on getting like some carpets down there, some couches on the walls, so like filming couches, some Philips Hue lights. So if Philips Canada is watching this and you want to help me out, that would be awesome. I'm just really excited for it. And the thing about this change is that these changes, even though they come in these good waves and these good forms, like moving is exciting. It's gonna beat you down still. Like, I have 3 flights of stairs that we have to carry boxes down, and yesterday I carried 18 boxes down those stairs. So down, up, down, up, down, up, down and up every 18 times. And my legs hurt. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. And we emptied those bins at the new place. And then what happened? We had to bring them back. So then now there's going to be another 18 more times up and down. And every single day I just bring over more and more boxes and stuff. And even though we get tired, we're allowed to give ourselves breaks to keep moving forward. Right? Don't forget that. I don't want to apologize that this podcast was all over the place because I really enjoyed it and I hope you did too. So if you did, please just send me a DM on Instagram, like or comment on the YouTube channel or literally whatever, or on the Instagram TV. I don't see when you guys watch, like the podcast is different. Like when you guys are listening to it, I don't see anyone like listening. I can see how many views are on a video and I can see the comments and the likes and all that, but like podcast is different. You just put it up and it's up. So if you guys are listening this far, send me the phrase, "Hey, I like your new house, G." Like the TikTok thing. But it means the world that you guys are still here and listening. Thank you guys so, so, so much for everything. You're all amazing. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.